This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This is wintertime. Beautiful, isn't it? Many people think that winter is the most beautiful time of year.
I love it.
Some say it looks like a fairyland.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to your favorite G.I. Joe podcast show. I just won Gina's vote. We are doing Christmas episodes, and this is the last one. The people demanded it, Robert Clark Chan. So we are providing it, Robert Clark Chan. Another one of whatever this is from Canada.
We love these.
Knowing It's Half the Podcast, and I am Ray Stakatis.
To be fair, it was less they demanded it than it was mentioned like twice. I'm like, well, fuck you then. We're just going to go nuts and not just do this one, but we're going to do all Canadian Christmas.
It's true.
And I hope you choke on it.
I want to do every episode of this. I want to see which SNL people they have for each episode.
I actually thought one of them was Bill Murray, and it turns out it was just Dan Aykroyd again. So.
Oh, yeah, the tree.
Yeah.
I knew it right away. I mean, Dan Aykroyd's not great at disguising his voice, but although I guess he sounds like Bill Murray sometimes.
Oh, no, not the tree, Rotten.
Oh, but yeah. He wasn't rotten last time, was he?
Don't recall. Not gonna look it up.
Yeah,
okay. Tired.
When I started watching this, I'd already forgotten that we agreed to watch the other one of these, and so I got angry.
I love that we don't do intros anymore. We've already started talking about an episode.
Yep.
No one has any idea what we're talking about.
Listen, somebody demanded that we get this thing over with. And so we
got to
cut to the chase. We have no time for foreplay. We're just going to ram it in.
This you is the what? Jackhammer of podcasts.
It's 2025. Who has time for foreplay anymore?
Thank you. Not I.
Ray, let's be real.
No, I don't have time for any of it.
You never did.
No, I'm not going to do that. So the gift of winter is what we're talking about. The gift of winter from Chan, 1974 is the gift of winter. We're back with the colored shape people from that we did for, what was it, Thanksgiving?
Sounds vaguely racist. Halloween. I'm warning you that it sounds vaguely racist.
To be fair. This was the first one. Second one was Witch's Night Out with the crazy colored cartoons. I can say that because I'm colored.
Yes. And a cartoon.
Wait.
A cartoon.
But I said it. Is that bad?
I'm half colored and half cartoon.
the best of both worlds. They make the most attractive babies.
I was thrown a little bit because, honestly, I don't remember very much at all about Witch's Night Out, which we watched.
I've already forgotten most of it.
I remember it was
Catherine O'Hara.
Catherine O'Hara was malicious, and in this one, it is, in fact, Gilda Radner.
But Gilda Radner was also in the last one.
Gilda Radner played the godmother.
Yes.
In this one, she plays nicely and malicious and the narrator.
So these Canadians are just doing whatever they want, I guess.
Well, I feel like the budget expanded and they're like, what if we had two voice actors for two voices? One for all of them.
The animation for this, look, I have very few notes for this because so little happened in this cartoon of 25 minutes.
What are you talking about? They invented winter.
They invented winter, ladies and gentlemen. Well, look, first off, it's watercolor. Like the watercolor paintings you made in fifth grade is basically what this looks like, but with crude pencil drawing shape characters, each one a different color as the cast.
And hell yeah.
And it looks terrible.
It looks great.
Well, here's the thing. Like it seems like it's basically three people. It's John Leach, Isabel Jean Rankin, and Gerald Scarfe, who you might know him from. I believe he's the artist that does the Pink Floyd illustrations.
Uh-huh.
And like the Hunter S. Thompson illustrations. So like
yeah. Mm-hmm. The pipeline from Canadian Christmas cartoons to Pink Floyd's The Wall is a straight line.
Actually, it's kind of a scritchy line, which kind of curves around a little bit. And
a little bit with some pencil drawings clearly visible in the middle of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything to dislike about this.
Here's the thing. I was.
Well.
I was very much surprised in that most of the cartoons this month were better than expected.
Yes, exactly.
This one is basically exactly what I expected.
Yeah.
That is to its credit and debit. I mean,
we've seen one of these so far. It's not like we could be surprised.
Yeah. I mean,
I do feel like the production quality of this one being the first one, as I'm now finding out, considerably worse than the witches one that came.
You
later.
Are brainwashed just because Chan said that it was the first one. Now, if Chan goes back and said, oh, wait, my bad, it was actually the second one, you would be like, oh, well, you know what? The production value was slightly higher.
No, I will say that because I disagree with you, Gina Ippolito, TV's Gina Ippolito. What, you know, I met Eric Voss of the New Rock Stars a couple days ago. Who can say how? And what I would say is, I did say, hello, my name is Ray. I'm a friend of TV's Gina Ippolito.
Yeah, you were brought up in our morning meeting the next morning because Eric said, Gina, I met your friend who also happened to be the third ever subscriber to The Witching Hour. So I bet he's probably going to watch your Gremlins video. And I was like, that wasn't just like a rando friend. That's like one of my best friends from the past like decade that I've been doing a podcast with. It's not just like a weird dude that was like, I know Gina. And I think that's what he thought you were.
I picture it in his head that it's just like, okay, look, this is a stalker guy who won't leave me alone. If I tell him about the witching hour, maybe I'll get some distance.
What? While Ray is frantically Googling and trying to find the witching hour, then he'll just duck out.
Oh, once I see the channel, I'll be occupied for an X amount of time that I'll be leaving Gina alone. To be fair, though, if you have not gone and watched Gina's Gremlins video on the Witching Hour New Rockstars channel, you should. Look, I am a huge fan of the videos that Gina and the team have been putting together for that channel. Aww. The Gremlins one might be the best one.
Aww.
It might be the best one. It's
Thank
very good.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was very impressed with it. I learned things I didn't even know about the Gremlins.
Hell
and
yeah.
And I came out a bigger fan than when I started the video, and I already liked it.
I mean, that's my goal with all these is to be like, hey, here's why this is cool. It's the exact opposite of this podcast, because usually we'll be like, here's why this sucks.
No, it was great. I didn't know about a lot of the cameos in there. I hadn't really focused up. And all I'll say, Gina, is I know what the next video is going to be, and I'm not allowed to say it, but you better nail it.
I mean, I'll try. These videos take a lot out of me. I'll say that they require quite a lot of research.
I get it.
As you all know, I'm a little stretched for time.
Yeah, I don't know how you found that. Well, to be fair, it was only two Gremlins movies and one Key and Peele sketch, so maybe not so rough.
Well, I did also watch several documentaries, to be fair.
There's an entire cartoon series. Did you not watch any of those?
Yeah, The Secrets of the Mogwai, run by my buddy.
Came up, Chan.
Run by my buddy, Z Chun, because it's a lot of Asian writers, because they wanted to, undo the racism from the first one.
Undo the stink of the first
movie. Do the racism.
Yeah, so it's called Secrets
movie.
Of the Mogwai, and it's like the origins of the Mogwai and how they have their own magic.
Oh, I know. I've seen the cartoon.
Oh, okay. Well, I mention it in my Gremlins breakdown.
I haven't seen that.
Okay, well.
You know,
it's only been out for like way too long. Robert Clark Chan. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying I'm a little disappointed in you right now. Although apparently one of the stars of the Gremlin Secrets of the Mogwai is AJ LoCascio, who had been on the Who Would Win show several times.
Oh,
he's excellent.
He's the voice of Gambit also.
Oh, I'm looking at the list right here. Oh, Eric Bauza's on there. Boy,
Eric Bauza's in everything now.
I hear he's very, very talented. Boy, I wish I could have told him that to his face. But also notably, Keone Young plays henchman number 3 in 5 episodes. Keone Young, as we all obviously know, voice of Storm Shadow, ladies and gentlemen. It always comes back to G.I. Joe.
I mean, it's a good voice cast.
I mean, look, this is actually one of the most elite voice casts I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah, you should watch it.
I didn't actually know it was a thing until
I forgot you hate Asians.
Yeah.
It's really a Chan-based preference.
No, that checks out. Yeah.
Yeah, that tracks.
I will allow it.
Look,
I'll allow very limited racism of specifically me. If you're racist against people named Robert Clark Chan, that is allowed.
Look, if I was racist against people named Robert Chan, IMDb tells me I'm racist against dozens and dozens and dozens of people.
I am at least 9 of them. I wish I was joking.
No, I know you're not. Anyway, this cartoon is absurd. The Gift of Winter, they're all doing winter things. It's the same cast we know, and they're not happy about the state of winter. So they form a committee to form an expedition 33, if you will, to go and visit the spirit of winter and tell him to change his stuff.
Yeah, it starts with a little like, oh man, don't you just love snow? And I do. So I was excited about this.
I get it, yeah.
And then they were like, yeah, when there's no snow, winter sucks. And I was like, disagree. There's still plenty to enjoy about winter, even if you don't have snow.
Here's the thing. This is a Canadian production for Canadians. They can't conceive of the idea of a winter without snow because, as we well know, much of the earth does not have snow in the winter. Basically, anything south of frickin' Portland in the United States.
You're just talking about the weird states. You're just talking about the weird states.
Like California?
Yeah.
I don't know what you mean. I was in Raleigh, North Carolina, not very long ago, and I experienced snow and frost and uncomfortable weather in the 30 degree zone, and I did not like it. Look,
I'm going home on Saturday,
where snow exists, but it sucked.
I'm going home on Saturday. Told my mom not to
let it snow,
not to shovel her driveway because I wanted to do it.
Oh, seriously? That's weird. Someone's trying to have a heart attack. Young.
I love it. No, what I do is I'm like, oh, yay, I'm going to shovel snow. And then like my brother gets guilted into being like, oh, God, I guess I should help. And then I'm like, hey, who's going to have a heart attack there, bro? And then I poke him in the belly and then I try and get him to have a heart attack. It's great. And then at the end, once it's all shoveled, we build a snowman.
So to be fair, your experience and joy of shoveling snow is based on inducing cardiac arrest in your sibling.
No, just bullying him about it.
Gina, we gotta talk about
and then forcing him to stay outside longer to help me build a snowman.
I love this because someday he actually will have a heart attack. You are going to feel like it's entirely your fault. You will be haunted by his death for the rest of your life.
No, because he won't die. And then, like, once I'm sure he's better, I'll make a big joke about it and he'll think it's hilarious.
Yeah, to be fair, and even if he does, Chan, I can guarantee you Gina will not carry it with her. She will not feel bad about it. Yeah. The bullying is the point.
Yeah, she'd be like, my brother would
love to go out on a bit. He would love to go out as part of a bit.
Well, I can respect that.
Well, I mean, you know, don't we all want to go out on a meme? isn't that the joy of us all?
Are we done?
Anyway, the gift of winter. It's like, what if Muppets were less interesting and only one color and drawn with pencil with an inking that sort of works?
It's not, they're not puppets, right? Did you think these were puppets?
No, but they move like Muppets in that, you know, they only move certain parts of themselves.
Like their dicks?
Just their giant Muppet penises. Again, that's what I'm trying to say, if you would get out of my way.
On the, it is really basic, but also it is, you know, like it, very specific. There are like I said, like three artists that are doing this for the most part. So, you know, it's not going to look like friggin' Captain Ladybug or whatever the shit, or the PJ Masks. This is hand drawn shit, man.
No, I get it, but like, this is the first time in history I sit back and go, man, I wish this was AI.
No. I'm done.
Gene ain't having it. I will say, though, the voices are, yeah, it's like three people again doing the entire thing. And there's some pretty epic peas and carrots moments.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Which is really
blue rot? What the?
I keep in mind, like, you know, the SNL people and Canadians in general were doing a lot of drugs at this time. So this is the equivalent of like doing one of those UCB shows that's like the high show or the drunk show or the shroom show, and someone being like, oh, business, business, business. Oh, business, business, business. They just let them into a recording booth.
I like it. I don't know. To me, this is like, sometimes you look back on like the stoner culture of like the 60s and 70s, and you see what they produced, and you're sort of just like, you guys are kind of boring, man. I'm glad you had the drugs because you got nothing else to fall back on.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's Dan Aykroyd. Whatever happened to him after this show, huh?
Man, I don't even know. Did he ever work again after 1976?
We'll never know.
We'll never know. I do like the signs. The signs that the townsfolk were carrying. I have it up in front of me. Boo winter, yuck, winter unfair, yar boo. And my favorite, we demand complete and total obliteration for winter and all it stands for. That was my favorite moment of the entire cartoon. Yeah,
not too bad. Not too bad.
I did like that a lot. And it is ridiculous. So they get a group of people together led by all the characters we met in the witches thing that we already don't remember. And they're going to go form a posse and go get Winter and get him to get in shape.
And like what? Fuck him up?
They're going to fuck him up. Yeah. Torches, pitchforks. They're going to give him the full frame. They brought dynamite, for God's sake.
Yeah. No, this was weird because, again, like the characters are named friggin' malicious and rotten.
Yes.
Guy named Nicely, or the girl named
Goodly and Nicely.
Goodly.
Yeah.
So, like, this is clearly a morality play. You've got Small and Tender. But, like, the things that they do, malicious and rotten, they are on the side of the protagonists.
Yeah, it is. This is also like kind of, wasn't this I forget what the witch one was. The witch was like, you know, they weren't the main villains in that one. It was they were just sort of egging the villain on.
They got the witch's power and then didn't know what to do with it, and so they fucked it up.
You were just like goofing around, basically.
Yeah, like turn him into a mailbox or some shit, you know.
Yeah, like it's the Canadians are afraid to have any permanent villains, so they're just like grumpy townsfolk.
Yeah, well, this felt kind of like the super angry leftists, the ones who are like, you know, like, we're not just going to, you know, like protest, we're gonna fucking bomb the federal building.
Yeah, that's what they're gonna do.
I mean, I kind of guess like in 1974 that was a thing.
Wait, so you're saying that these two characters, you really identify with them?
I mean, I'm not saying that publicly.
No, they really did have some interrupt Kamala's book tour when Benjamin Netanyahu was less than a mile away with no protest whatsoever. They do bring that energy with them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I mean, in retrospect, they were kind of right.
They were right to not protest the guy doing the genocide, but
the smart lady. You're talking about the guys who were... What? I do not know what you were referring to, but I do know that
genocide. You see, Chan, not that long ago, Kamala Harris had a book tour, a bunch of leftists interrupted it
about a former.
And they shouted anti-genocide things at her still. And that was like a month or two ago. Mm. The thing about the whole deal was Benjamin Netanyahu, the actual prime minister of Israel, doing the things that they're mad about, was giving a speech less than a mile down the road, and no protesters showed up to that. Well, that doesn't make a lot of sense, does it?
Sounds like they had more important things to do.
I mean, they weren't paid to show up to Benjamin Netanyahu's speech.
What? Oh my God, are you becoming one of those George Soros is like paying protesters guys?
I am not. I just think it's weird that they would protest the lady who does nothing as opposed to the guy who does the thing they're actually mad about.
Oh boy. Well, because they're not going to change Benjamin Netanyahu's mind because he's the guy doing the thing.
See, but doesn't he deserve the protesting as opposed to the private citizen who can influence no policy?
Well, she could have at one point.
Could she?
And chose not to.
Could she?
This is not the point of the podcast.
I think it's the only place this podcast should go.
Oh, Chan cut his mic.
G.I. Joe will return after these messages.
This isn't just a game. It's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Here's the Hart Family Car.
Fun is being part of the family that's a Hart.
You put it together, Hart Family Deluxe set sold separately.
Here's a car that is new, with a trunk that opens too, and a pink car seat for you.
Now where's that little rascal?
I'll be one for you too, going to the park in the Hart Family Car. Fun is being part of the family that's a Hart.
The Hart Family Car comes with two baby car seats and seat belts. Hart Family Deluxe set sold separately. New.
Back to G.I. Joe.
Anyway, we do a long last thing, and the two children, small and tender, they get lost in the forest and end up in West Hollywood.
What, you mean the forest?
The forest has some of the most obviously
gay-coded
tree characters that I've ever seen in a cartoon.
Listen, I will say that I don't think it was with the intent of making the trees homosexual. I think it was because Dan Aykroyd only has three voices.
Yes, that is. Because at first I was also like, oh, like that's that tree is a couple.
Like, yes, very
I
much
thought
so.
That they were a romantic couple. What was it? One was like a maple and one was a fir tree or something.
Yeah.
You know your trees better than I do.
Well, because he says trees. Like maple, wake up.
Yeah, I'm not paying attention to them shouting things at each other.
What the hell is going on?
I only hear the voices.
Uh-oh.
But, you know. Oh, did Gina just answer the front door to a madman?
No, one of my pet cameras is like making noises at me.
Wait, one of my pet cameras? I need to investigate this. Much further. What is a pet camera? Why do you have multiples? And why are you looking at them right now?
A pet camera is a sex camera to call a pet camera when there are people visiting.
Ah.
Yeah. Oh. That was my pet camera.
Wait, but what is a pet camera? What it's even a, nominally
it's
is that?
It's a camera that you have. And it's like it's sort of on the ground so that you can watch your pets when you're gone and make sure that
it is hovering over my bed at a 37.5 degree angle.
And sometimes you talk to your pets and they get confused, or like in the middle of the night, if you hear one of them make a noise and you're like, I don't feel like getting up out of bed. I'm just going to check the pet cameras.
But the camera's not on the pet. It is in an area.
Well, no, it like rotates and shit.
Wait, you have CCTV for your cats in your apartment right now?
Yeah, I gotta see what they're up to.
You've met Gina Ippolito, have you not?
I don't know why I'm surprised by any of this. It's so obvious.
I don't know either.
How do you check in on your cats when you're gone all day?
I hire people to take care of them.
I mean, when you're like at work, you're not hiring them when you're just like at work for 5 hours.
When I'm at work, they're on their own. I hope you don't die.
Yeah, see, I'm a better parent than you.
That is what we do for our cats when we're gone for a week and a half. Like, yeah, I'll throw down a food for you. You're fine.
Oh my God.
Hope you're here when we get back.
Yeah. I make a point. If anybody's watching my house, I say, please send me pictures of the cats so I'll feel good. But I'm not worried about it at any point otherwise. They're survivors, these cats. How many cameras do you have?
Two. Oh, two? I guess I think I have a third one, but the third one's not hooked up.
Is that the one that's not working?
Well, no. It's like not as good as the other two. It's not as entertaining.
That's the one that's under the rim of the toilet pointing up.
Yeah. I like to see close up butthole.
Yeah.
So sue me. I like to see fair, close up butthole.
I believe that Gina would have trained her cats to poop in the toilet.
I almost did, but then I read that it's actually not good for them.
It isn't?
Is it good for the humans? Because
yeah, but like argue. it it's not, you know, like it can stress a cat's butthole, so it's not good for them.
Jesus. Of the you know list what else of things that I am concerned about the stress levels of, my cat's butthole right near the bottom.
Yeah, to be fair, you're not worried about the stress you're causing them by shouting things at them when you're out of town. But yet, apparently, their butthole over a toilet, that's the point.
Disembodied voice. Jesus Christ, it's fucking paranormal activity for these poor cats.
Yeah, I would never do that to my cat. I love my cats. Why would I want to make them think they're in the Twilight Zone?
Now they're pooping inside the Twilight Zone. Are we done with this?
This is a madhouse.
There is so much more to go, TV's Gina Ippolito.
We were up to the gay trees.
The gay tree. Why are the trees so gay? I
think this is progressive.
In 1974?
Dan Aykroyd is just fucking lazy.
I mean, listen, the gay trees are the ones that help the kids out.
Yeah, in a real weird way, because when they're like, yeah, we're going to help you, just follow us and we'll give you directions. They're like, this way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, just talk like normal trees. Also, a lot of like, you know, a lot of trees,
in my branches.
I guess like trees like to help out with directions, because this is like similar to what Treebeard did, except he was like, nah, instead of whispering after you like a creepy pedo, I'm going to put you on my little tree shoulder and carry you.
Can I tell you, I also made the Lord of the Rings reference here. Like, what if Treebeard was John Waters?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, sleep under my branches, dear children. In the morning, we'll take care of you.
I love that Ray has one gay reference.
Yeah.
He's the only homosexual that Ray knows in the entire that world.
Look.
Also, very timely. It's either that or Liberace.
I was going to say Harvey Weinstein. Not Harvey Weinstein. Who is it?
Harvey Weinstein, huh? Okay.
God damn it.
Whoa. Because
now you got me. No. Harvey Firestein is the other one.
So you think all Jewish men are the same?
Mm-hmm. Ray continues to dig himself holes. Completely unforced error.
Look. I might have said the wrong name right there. The point I'm trying to make is I thought John Waters was the best reference for the situation, and I went with it. I could have said, I don't know, Rock Hudson would not have made sense. I could have said the dozens and dozens of people I know from my life, but that would be uncomfortable and probably not appropriate.
Rock Hudson?
Rock Hudson.
Jesus Christ. Like,
famously.
Gina was like, Gina made a joke and said Liberace. Not knowing that Ray's actual reference would be even more timely.
Like my seventh reference, what do you mean?
They're all from before 1980, Ray.
Yeah, I'm going, this cartoon's from before 1980. I'm going Ray thinks a similar vibe.
Ray thinks that in 1981, Reagan wiped out the gays.
Everything.
Am I wrong?
Ray no, knows actually. Sadly.
That's the one time I'll be shown to be historically accurate. Anyway, so the kids hang out with the trees overnight and then eventually meet up with the rest of the crew, who end up at like Winter's City Hall and meet like the chairman of Cold or something like that.
Yeah.
The Secretary of Cold.
The Secretary of Cold.
Which I take to mean like the Secretary of the Interior, as opposed to like a administrative assistant of Cold, you know what I mean?
Oh, very much so. No, this person has power. And what I appreciated is they're getting stonewalled. You can't see Winter. And they're like, we just want to fill out a form. And she goes, oh, a form. Well, hold on a second. And I did laugh out loud when she said that. I have met that person before and I appreciated it.
I am a fan of, spot the person on the spectrum. Yep, that's you.
I saw an ugly Christmas sweater that said, let's turn this into a spreadsheet. And I went, I like that.
100%. I almost bought that mug. And if I got that mug for Christmas, I would not be unhappy.
I love it.
Which one?
The one that's like, this could have been a spreadsheet.
I do like, look, and here's the deal. I'm the least spreadsheet person between the three of us, and I goddamn love spreadsheets.
Yeah.
No one loves Jira more than I do. That's all I'm going to say.
Jira?
Yeah, you don't even know.
I don't
But that's
don't
like
know.
Spreadsheets, but like...
This is deeper. Like some corporate shit, isn't it?
Corporate... Video game production bullshit. Chan, if you even knew about Jira, you'd blow your load.
Mm-mm.
That's all I'm going to say about that. My life is in Jira. I don't even talk about it on here because it's too uncomfortable.
Can we talk about what they call sandwiches?
Try peanut butter.
A sangerch?
A sangerch.
That's how they pronounce it in Canada.
They said peanut butter sangerch like 7,000 times on this cartoon.
Like this little kid, like the whole thing is like, the first time it's like, oh yeah, peanut butter sandwich does sound good. Second time he's like, ah shit, I don't want it again. And I was like, yo man, you don't ever get sick of a peanut butter sandwich.
Never.
I was going to say, you don't have a goddamn choice. Did you make provisions for this trip? No, then I guess you're going to eat what you fucking got.
Yeah, that's true.
That is the most fun thing about having a family, is having a child, and the child says, I really like this thing. So you go out of your way to get and or make this thing, and then when it shows up, they go, I don't want this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
Jan,
why you...
Is this a different language to you?
Or you bury them in the backyard.
Chan, is this a resonant moment?
You know what? It's all resonant moments to me. Did I say resonant? Probably.
Resident Evil? What I meant?
It might have been.
Fine.
Who knows?
The number of times I've said the wrong word, but of course I do get called out for it, so
you deserve to call yourself out for it.
Mm-hmm. Here's the deal. Feels fair.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I'm an equal opportunity caller outer.
Am I crazy, or does the orange one look like Kathy from the comic book strips?
All of them look like Kathy.
Wait, like, do you mean, because there's, I really only, like, the one that I like the best is the pink one, like, because she has the most distinct look.
Yes. No, the pink one is great. I'm talking about the orange one. Here, I'm sending a picture over right now.
Adult or kid?
Adult for sure. She looks like Kathy from the comic books.
Oh, I could see that. I think that's a kid, though.
Is it? Is it one of the kids? I don't know.
Isn't it one of the kids? We all watched this, right?
I don't know what Ray is talking about.
The thing is, only like three things happened in this entire 25-minute cartoon that most of the time, I mean, I was trying very hard not to tune out, but generally speaking, they just offer each other peanut butter sandwiches for like 4 minutes straight, and there's just a certain point where I go, move it the F on. Let's go.
It's Canada. It's winter. We've got 30 minutes of CBC time to fill.
And we only have two animations. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's poor. So eventually they do meet up with Winter. That is the important thing. Winter doesn't feel like they should even be talking to him. And then he's just like, we can't make changes because changes involve changes. And then they're like, what about snow? He's like, holy shit. What about snow?
Then does him crying make snow, or and him also him laughing also make snow?
Yeah, they do a whole thing about we're alive. You should laugh. You should cry.
So every emotion he has causes snow, which means he's never had an emotion.
I've met guys like that before, and so have you, Gina. What are we talking about?
Yeah, but if they could make snow, I might have stayed with them.
By snow, you of course mean cocaine. Yeah, yeah, okay. I just want to make sure I'm on the same wavelength.
Okay, hold on. Before we get to this, and I will address this because I have thought about it, there is a moment that I thought started out pretty janky but ended up being pretty fun.
Well, isn't that wonderful? Now, you're nicely.
No, I'm goodly.
Ah, yes, then you're nicely.
Me? I'm rotten.
I'm small.
I'm confused.
Hello, confused. I'm Bazooie.
I'm confused.
I'm fed up.
Well, who's malicious?
She's malicious.
Are you sure?
No, I'm tender.
It's a good bit.
Like, I'll be honest, I like that bit a lot.
It was, it was a who's on first, which like, all right. But then
they kept going with it.
And I'm like, yeah. Yeah,
that's a bit that needs to be extended at least seven lines too long for it to even work. You know what I'm saying? How about the fact that our anti-heroes on the team blow up Winter?
They set actually
dynamite behind his throne.
That actually does make them evil, I will say. The fact that they like hadn't met him, but they were like ready to kill him.
Is it though? I mean, when have political aims ever been achieved without violence?
Yeah, this is real V for Vendetta shit right here.
Yeah, but they don't know anything about him. Like, if he was tweeting constantly, then they would be like, "Oh God, we got to go blow this guy up and shut him up." But like, he's just sitting there. He's not saying anything.
He's sitting there killing people with frost.
Yeah, that's most politicians, Gina. They just sit there and kill people with their words.
No, because then they nowadays they then say stupid crap about it afterwards.
Well, they are going for the Riz.
Only the dumb ones.
That's true.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of feel for them. Although it in the end, it's the snow that is indeed the tears of winter. Who, I guess, just like he works. That's all he is. That's all he does and is that he works and he works, and he doesn't have time to, you know, have emotions. Then he, you know, like,
yeah, Chen, I get it.
He hears that, like, nobody likes him. He's like, oh, shit. Is this why my daughter doesn't talk to me anymore? Maybe I should, you know, have more of a life. And then he starts crying, which then makes the snow. And then he laughs because, you know, floodgates are open now. And then the whole thing becomes sort of, hey, everybody should be yourself and feel all your feelings. And that's super 1974, and I don't hate it.
Yeah, I mean, look, and his crying creates the snow that melts, the dynamite gets frozen and doesn't blow up.
Yeah, just goes out.
That's all. Gina, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was saying, I started this by saying I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it last time, too. I like the weird Canadians.
I don't like it.
Listen, which is more preferable to you? This that was like clearly just made by like people who were like, hey, you want to like make a thing and like hand draw it and record ourselves just for like no real reason? Or like the endless, let's sell some toys. Here's how you sell toys. We got to include this so we can sell toys. Like, I like this weird 70s hippie group just releasing cartoons that don't really do like that aren't very good and don't have much to do. Are kind of meandering. They involve
They involve
gay trees. Like, it just seems like a bunch of weird hippies making cartoons. And
This is what happens when the government is in control and you do not need the profit motive on your cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
You just get to have some fun, man.
Fun, is that the word you'd use for this cartoon? Because I think meandering.
I bet they had fun making it.
It's meandering.
I bet they had fun making it. I bet they had a little bowl full of different kinds of weed while they were making it.
Also, again, Canada, winter. It's not about playing the most Uno. All you have is Uno, man. You got to extend it. You gotta kill time until the snow melts and you can get out of your house.
Chad, you got to find better games, man.
What Uno rules?
There's only so much that my child will put up with. So
my child plays all kinds of board games that are interesting and fun for people of all ages.
Really?
Oh, 100%. You just got to put in the time.
I would buy that.
This is a board game household, and I know yours is as well, but this is a real hardcore board game household, and I have made a point of it, Cham, to introduce games that I think will hit and not relying on my shelf to draw them in. I have made targeted attempts for board games to hit with my kid, and I have been successful so far.
Well, we're going to have to address this issue on My Three Dads.
Shit, we should do a My Three Dads over the break, shouldn't we?
I don't see why not.
We have a lot of time ahead of us.
Some of us do.
I mean, that's the end of the episode, but like, Gina, tell us about the Gremlins video.
Are we trying to fill time here? Listen, Gremlins is a great movie. I rewatch it every year, multiple times. I legit right now, there aren't a bunch of Christmas movies on streaming. Like, I've already put on Elf several times. I put on National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation several times. Mm. I put on Gremlins several times. So I rewatch it a lot.
Gina, here's the deal. We have 4 minutes. I know we have you until. and we're under for this episode because nothing happened in this cartoon. This is one of the most banal cartoons we've ever watched in the history of this show.
What are you talking about? I forget, like, this was what 70s animation was. Like, they were just like weird yippy. What about like the turkey special that we watched that one time?
The Nickelodeon turkey special?
Or like something about like the cavemen and the turkeys and stuff.
I just know that this cartoon, we are primed with the right material, can talk about a 22-minute cartoon for 90 minutes. And here we're at 45 for a 25-minute cartoon because literally it just meandered around. Nothing happened. They just talked about peanut butter sandwiches. For like 4 minutes straight. I'm just saying.
I want one. I want a peanut butter sandwich right now.
A what?
Peanut butter sandwich.
Oh, yeah, definitely. No, those are delicious.
I'm a big fan. And Chen, we will do a My Three Dads. It will be about introducing board games to your kid. Sorry, Marshall Givens. yeah, that's gonna happen. I got nothing else. Chan, you want to take 5 minutes to play something off of the episode we just watched?
Oh, it's good to laugh. It's good to cry. It makes me feel so free. It's good to laugh. It's good to cry. It's ever so good to be me.
It's good to insist.
It's good to persist.
It's good to be strong or admit that you're wrong.
It's ever so good to be me.
Good to have guts.
Or be kind of nuts.
It's good to be daughty.
And I love old mommy.
It's ever so good to be me. Ever so good to be. Ever so good to be me.
It's good to be little.
It's good to be big.
I'm wonderfully brittle.
I'm frightfully twig.
It's ever so good to be. Ever so good to be. Ever so good to be me.
It's good to laugh and it's good to cry. It makes me feel so free.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.